properties. Our math system follows different rules called properties. Let's look at each one of the properties, starting with the cumulative property of addition. 2 plus 4 equals 4 plus 2. The numbers can be added in any order, and the result, the sum, would still remain the same. 6 equals 6. This also works for multiplication, the cumulative property of multiplication. 2 times 4 equals 4 times 2. When we multiply the factors, regardless of the order, we will end up with the same product. 8 equals 8. There's another property called the associative property of addition. This is where how the numbers are grouped in different ways, we would still get the same sum. 3 plus parentheses 6 plus 2 is equal to parentheses 3 plus 6 close parentheses plus 2. The way we group using parentheses does not change our sum. It will be the same. This also works for multiplication, the associative property of multiplication. 3 times parentheses 6 times 2 close parentheses is equal to parentheses 3 times 6 close parentheses times 2. The way the multiplication is grouped with parentheses does not change our product. It is the same. Another property is the identity property of addition, sometimes known as the identity property for zero. 7 plus 0 equals 7. Whenever we add 0, we would get back our same number. We get back ourselves, the identity. There's also identity property for multiplication, sometimes called identity property for 1. 7 times 1 equals 7. This is where when we multiply a number, we will get back the same number. Inverse property of addition. With this property, when you add the opposite of a number, we would end up with 0. So if we had plus 6 plus negative 6, when added, we would get 0. So when we add a number and its opposite, the sum is 0. This also works for multiplication. Inverse property of multiplication. 12 times 1/12 equals 1. This is where when you multiply a number by its reciprocal, we would get 1. And that would always be the case, where when we multiply a number by its reciprocal, we would get 1. 0 property is when we multiply a number by 0. We would always get a product of 0, an answer of 0. Last but not least, distributive property. This is where it is a combination of two operations. In our first example, multiplication and addition. It's when a factor multiplies the sum of two numbers, and you can break it up into two multiplication problems where we add each of the two products. Looking at the example, 3 times parentheses 12 plus 4 is equal to 3 times 12 plus 3 times 4. It is broken up into two addition problems, two multiplication problems involving an addition. It can also work for multiplication and subtraction. 3 times parentheses 12 minus 4 is equal to 3 times 12 minus 3 times 4. Once again, we broke up the parentheses into two multiplication problems in which we will then subtract. It is very important that you memorize each one of these rules and how to apply them. Thank you.